Oh, it's recording time. All right. What up, Real Live Talk family. It's your man Live Ty Handles, Ty Live Handles. I'm your one of one host of the Real Live Talk podcast platform radio show. But I'm sitting here with some, a very unique real live, situation going on, in a remote location. But over the phone, I got two phones. I know how to operate them. Quite that techie situation when it comes to the whole podcasting way that y'all used to, but I get shit done. So I got my brethren in the over the phone in the house.
Rocking with the livers.
I'm physically present right here. With go ahead and introduce yourself. I'll let everybody do their introduction. Turn it down one more time.
I'm still live with the loft. We got Sean Capone, Cleveland Zone, the well known.
You understand? Yes, indeed.
Yeah. We rocking with the live handles, Mr. Live Wire. That's your boy Chuno. You know what time it is, man. We locking it down. We holding it up. We in 2024, baby. It's Mamba mentality.
Hey yo.
So yeah, that's what we got going on right here, y'all. It's episode 16, season 5. All the way live 365. That's the goal this year right here, this season.
All the way, mother.
Season 5. Congratulations.
Season 5. That, yes, sir.
Man, I appreciate y'all, man. Y'all, as you all know, y'all two are the individuals that motivated that situation. You know what I mean?
Yo, this that Fab 5 right here.
This your
Fab 5.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. Thank you. Thanks for that whole perspective on it right there. Yeah. Yeah,
I like that.
Salute. It's my Fab 5. And the funniest thing about that is, first of all praise is due to the Most High when it comes to it, because I'm only, like I said, I'm only been podcasting 4 years. I got 5 seasons on one podcast platform,
And it keep getting better, though.
It's my brothers out here let me know that I'm doing something right with it, but we all know, like Brethren Chuno always say, what's your one of your favorite sayings? We different type of famous.
Yeah, different kind of famous.
Talk to him. Let him know about that whole thing right there.
Yeah, speak on that.
Elaborate on them one for that. I've been waiting to get you, because I always represented on here, but the originator of that statement right there.
Yep.
Let them know what's going on when it comes to that.
Yeah. We different kind of famous. You got the niggas that want to be in the spotlight and they want to be on the stage and that type of famous. They want to be well known. See, we that kind of famous, like a lot of people know us and they know we good intention minded and action individuals. It's like I really got that from the scriptures, for real. They say a good name mm-hmm. is worth more than fine gold. Good name, that's wealth within itself. So yeah, we a different kind of famous.
Some good proverbs for y'all, boy. Recognize.
Real life salute.
Salute, campus.
But yes, indeed. So now y'all understand from the actual real live man's mouth what different type of famous is. So
exactly what I mean.
I'm not in competition with anybody else other than self. The God in me won't let anything else be any different when it comes to that. And it's a process where you start tapping into yourself with that kind of mentality and that energy. Because, boom, that's what's going to tie into this topic right here. The whole double standard of doing things, like I said, we're here, episode 16, season 5, all the way live.
That two-sided coin.
Yeah.
Or that double-sided coin when it comes to the double standard.
Because everybody wants to keep talking about this, the Cat Williams viral situation, but we're going to...
Taraji ain't getting paid.
Yeah. That's been going on. But
a lot of fine black actors.
Monique tried to speak on that,
Yeah, they ain't got my girl no love, did they?
Another individual on the woman side that I would love to hear speak on some shit, but she lightweight is in. She's a part of that, you know, she's part of that gang.
She with them folks, huh?
But
she with them folks.
She with them folks, but she did a lot of shit. I don't know.
I think I know what you're talking about, too.
Go ahead, say it.
Beautiful black sister, too.
Who you think I'm talking about?
Natural hair. The most natural you can get.
Uh-oh.
Big, long, thick dreadlocks, right? You talking about this one?
No.
Oh.
No, I'm going to go ahead for the real live hip-hop heads that's on this podcast platform right here and right now. I'm going to go ahead and do a little snippet of a song that she has out here. And, you know, you're going to know who I'm talking about. You and I, T.Y.
About the same Owens, baby.
Yes.
You talking about Dana Owens.
Yes.
One of my favorites. But you remember when she had her own talk show and she was looking out for folks?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You remember that? I do.
Flavor Unit.
Yeah.
The Flavor Unit.
She was trying to get her Oprah on.
Yeah, and was doing it the right way, too.
Yeah.
Because she was looking out for a lot of single, struggling black men, wasn't she?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but I'm going to leave it at that. Okay, so moving forward, because I want to, you know.
Make some folks executives in the game, actually.
Yeah, we ain't going to go there on it. But moving forward, everybody want to keep on talking about the Cat Williams viral shit. All right, that was great. He ain't finished, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Cat Williams, we going to try. I got, you know, I'm trying to make sure you be a guest on this podcast platform right here.
You know, a lot of folks coming out with that, you know what he did?
Am I too far-fetched for even trying to go for that, y'all? I don't think so.
Well, see, now that you ask for me, that I'm here.
Am I too far-fetched, you know what I mean, for wanting to go there? I don't think so.
Is you ready for me? I'm here.
Yeah.
He's in Ohio all the time.
Yeah, I mean, we ain't, you know, Dave Chappelle, you know.
And he fucking with real niggas, so, you know. You never know.
Yeah. You know
it ain't far-fetched.
We might be able to get some shit cracking, you know what I mean?
No, you know, but he started, though? He started like the chain reaction, because now more folks are feeling more comfortable telling their stories, their truth.
Let's go ahead and bring up I'm about to bring a name up. Here's where the double standard and the flip side of the coin kicks in.
Mm.
Cat Williams right now is viral for quote unquote exposing Hollywood and the compromised individuals that are comfortable with Hollywood right now, right? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Right there on the Emmys.
Mm.
Artist, actor,
mm-hmm.
by the name of Ricky Gervais. Did the same thing. He was actually on the podium doing so.
Fine actor, too, I might add. Fine actor for many years.
Yeah, he's from the European region of things. I don't have all his Wikipedia in front of me at this point, but...
He's from that Spaniard Moorish black lineage, you know what I'm saying?
But he's of, quote-unquote, Caucasian descent.
Yeah.
And he was...
I didn't watch the Emmys.
I didn't either. I didn't either. This the video of him doing what he was doing appeared right there on my little timeline when it comes to little shorts and shit on YouTube.
Okay.
And I would have to, you know, go back in the archives and see exactly who posted this content. But
right.
He was doing the viral Cat Williams shit, man, and he was pointing out some individuals, man.
On stage.
As a matter of fact, I can't think of the actor's name that was
presented the award.
He played on the G.I. Joe situation. He was the individual, the Zohan that knows how to Zotar or whatever the hell that knows how to look like somebody else. Change his appearance.
What's his name? Zoltan, the twin.
But he actually played the role of him in the real.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to even go there. That's not important. Because here, on this podcast platform right here, we ain't looking to be name dropping this shit to get no fucking extra edge on shit.
But that brother seen both ends of it, though, actually.
But Ricky Gervais was right there on the podium, live on TV, getting it in. And they're going to punish him a different way than they're going to punish Cat Williams for exposing the situations of the situations that he talked about.
He might get disinvited from the Academy for that.
Well, that was his last thing. It looked like he said, okay, if I'm going out, I'm going to go out with a bang.
Yeah, I mean, he was mainly talking about his personal experiences.
Who, Cat like Williams?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's receipts following that.
Ricky Gervais was talking about what he's seen, what doesn't get spoke about, what Cat Williams was talking about,
from both ends, yeah. From the high
Caucasian ass side, of the, you know what I mean? Because white people have a different Hollywood story that are not with the bullshit and not with the agenda.
Like Gary Owens.
Gary Owens. Paulie Shore.
He talked Gary, man.
Paulie Shore.
My OG, Gary Collin, I think was his name. Old school.
White guy?
Yeah, with the ponytail.
Gary Shandling?
No. No, you ain't talking about the one that did... No, not Norton's furniture.
That's Ed Norton. Find out. Hold tight. All
right.
He about to do his Googles on it.
You know, because Gary Owens, he's a white comedian.
Yeah, he's a great comedian.
But he hasn't made it to the... George... Not George.
He was 50 Cent.
Not Clooney, but she's
George Carlin.
Carlin.
Clooney. Yeah, George Carlin.
Yeah. Oh, he a goat too. He a goat.
Man, that's the goat.
For sure. Respect.
Yeah, like he be on top of that too. But like, I'm just like.
No,
you know, this is a whole different conversation. I'm just shocked that other people are shocked because he's been talking about this forever.
Exactly, Chief.
So it's the frenzy, everything going on. It's like I'm just amused by it. Like, there's so many people.
Hey, yo, content, me too.
They content juicing off of this shit. Like,
yeah.
You know,
like they'll put up they shit and then be playing Shay Shay Room shit. Like, won't you just direct us to Shay Shay Room, nigga? We don't need your fucking commentary. I'm not illiterate. I can sit and watch.
Yeah, we know where it stem from.
Get my own opinion off of it instead of listening to you and your fucking opinion about some shit that you ain't fucking there. You just trying to juice some fucking content. Like,
yeah. Hey, brother, are you talking about these ridiculous, obsessive amounts of reaction videos and everything?
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
bro.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, yep. I figured you was coming from that focus, right?
A lot of them ain't even for the culture. You know what I'm saying?
They just trying to get their YouTube check.
Yeah.
And they don't really be talking about shit. A lot of clickbait ass motherfuckers.
And like, I ain't on that shit.
They don't know nothing about nothing.
When I put the descriptions of these podcast episodes... And I know I'm talking about some shit that's gonna make me be like, oh, let me tune in. Oh, okay, you talking about this? You don't ever see me have anything in the description talking about these people. So you have to really tap into what I'm speaking on. And that's why I always say, I'm still finding my audience.
Right.
Right.
We don't name drop.
I don't name drop.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't have to cloud chase.
You ain't scamming niggas. You ain't clickbaiting nobody. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and that's the clickbait. Yep.
It's easy to do. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of us don't fall for it. So, like,
yeah,
for real.
Certain type of shit. Like, but
why I started podcasting has nothing to do with anybody that has a podcast, to my knowledge.
It was about your voice.
It was about my voice. I hadn't heard one individual sitting there saying. They had these motherfucking conversations with themselves for years and years upon.
My man told me some years ago, I got something to say.
If it wasn't nothing happening, a lot of these motherfuckers wouldn't be able to make no content.
Yeah.
They don't got nothing to talk about.
Ooh.
They just full of fucking...
Man.
No.
And like gossip.
Propaganda.
Yeah.
Gossip demons. That's
gossip demons?
Like,
yeah. Cloud chasers. Yeah, I mean.
And a lot of false narratives get drew by these dudes, too. You know what I'm saying? The individuals who put these contents out without integrity. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because it's a way, it's a right and wrong way to do everything, right?
Yeah, yeah, man. You know what I'm saying?
You know, Keith Sweat told us that, but he was speaking more on the moment, you know, matters of the heart situation.
Hey, speaking of the word integrity, I got to bring it up since we brought up the Cat Williams thing.
Go ahead.
One of the receipts that was pulled about what Cat was saying, when I watched that interview, when we mentioned earlier how the sister Monique mentioned how wrong she was getting done.
She was, ooh. And, shout out to Monique.
She actually reached out. And Steve put her on his show, and just instead showing some kind of support to this chick, she mentioned that exact word to him. She say, "But you supposed to have some kind of integrity with your craft." Mm. And Steve say, "We not in the integrity game, Monique. We in the money game, and we can't say stuff like that." And that let me know exactly what side of the spectrum he was on, man.
Oh, yeah.
And I was so disappointed to hear that brother and to watch him have that black woman, who he know is uber talented. You know what I'm saying? To bring her on this show, and instead of to try to at least get her point across, try to his best to make her look as silly as he could.
Yep.
Try to he undercut her. Like,
yeah. What Oprah's doing to Taraji right now. I'm sorry, you know, to shout it out.
Mm-hmm.
Undercutting.
You know, it's like certain things, I be looking at certain people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, baby girl, what is you doing? Like, you've been in so many movies, like, you don't got no other skills outside of acting.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, she been in this shit long enough. She should know how to do something else that transferable skill where she getting an income where she not even worried about this.
Yeah, that's why I shout out Queen Latifah.
Man. Look, not even on the Latifah, she was too diverse with chicks on the microphone, to be honest. It's about styles and different patterns and different ways she could go, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, people, she ain't rapping so long, folks forgot about that shit, but, you know what I'm saying? I had those albums, and I know for a fact that chick would fucking...
One of the best.
She could go super lyrical, she could do the party song.
She could do storytelling.
Do a song she'll go to her roots and do a reggae song on you.
She was doing her little jazz.
Oh, her jazz albums were ridiculous.
Yep, because she can sing, you know.
Uh-huh.
She doing all sorts of, she should have her own segment in Las Vegas. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, man.
You know, I believe she do, don't she?
Yeah.
Oh, she does? See,
I
that's why.
So.
Shout out to Nevada, Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm coming to you because I got some shit that I know for a fact is going to pop.
Now, you know, it's two more.
They're liver than it is in Ohio.
It's
so
two
it's
more,
good.
It's,
yeah.
It's two more years left on that Eddie Griffin reservation in Vegas. I'm going to try to go out there to see my nigga. That's one of the comedians that.
Also exposed.
I always want to pay to go see live. Just like Carlin, and you can tell these dudes that come from a certain craft and a cloth of honest comedy, you know what I'm saying? Griffin.
Right.
Griffin put a lot of truth in there like Carlin did.
Let's talk about the modern day guy. I like what Mike Epps has been doing, man.
Hey, yeah.
He actually admitted, I'm jealous. He didn't even say nothing to me. I was about to send him some material for him to talk about me, man.
Hey, Mike.
I gotta talk about me, man. I got a special coming up. I can use the publicity. I love it. He found a way to, you know what I mean? He found a way to clown it.
And Mike said, that nigga said everything I want the motherfucker say.
You know what I mean? Like, damn, he is right. You know what I mean? That's the sad thing about it. Mike Epps said he's right.
Wow. Watch this on some symbolism type energy right now. Like the chain Cat wearing right now, you know.
Mm-hmm. Talk about it.
That in the G-centric metric world, that means traveler man.
Yes, sir. Traveling, yes, sir.
Speak on it, man. Live on it real quick.
Causing mischief and confusion and distraction.
Yeah, a very specific symbol. A very specific symbol.
Like, look what he just did, you know what I'm saying? And he had the symbol on his neck.
Yeah, while he was doing it.
Yeah, right.
While he was doing it.
Another thing a lot of folks didn't mention either, though, that, you know, like, he got his Netflix special coming out, right?
He spoke on some real stuff.
Also, he made a public apology to Kevin Hart about 2-3 years ago.
Oh.
So this is what kind of got him back in the good graces of the folks.
Mm.
So he kind of kissed and made up and then went back on his bullshit.
Because the individual it was targeted towards, not to cut you off, didn't reciprocate it well. Go ahead.
And then, like my man right here just said, Chino, very, very observant.
Chino,
very, very observant. Very smart of you, sir, because that symbol, meaning that you are basically the chosen disruptor. You're allowed to do that. That's what that symbol means.
What they say, sending a little alcohol, you get released, get to talking. You know what I'm saying? You ain't seen him nowhere else sipping no alcohol.
Yeah.
You understand? So he pull up to the Shay Shay Club.
Yeah.
With the truth serum.
Hey, look. Hey, look. The funniest part about that, real quick, man, to join in on you on that one. First of all, they were sipping on Shannon Sharpe's. His own personal
brand. Yeah.
Brand the Hennessy Paradis.
And the cigars was there too.
Truth serum.
Yeah. I've had moments. You know what I mean? Shout out to Brother 88 Keys. You know what I mean? He's had moments on the podcast situation where I had the live truth serum going on. And I was ill. It was my platform for real, real at that point.
Right. And that's what Cat told Shay Shay.
Yeah. Off the rip.
You about to do numbers.
Yeah. Off the rip.
After
off
the I'm top. Done here, watch everybody wanna pop up and come on here.
Man.
About to be the one stop shop, my friend.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this, Cat Williams. Look, he sounded just like him. Let me ask you this, Cat Williams. Yeah, we got the real live pseudo Cat Williams in here in the building.
Man. Oh. Respect.
Brothers, let me ask you this real quick.
But you got talents around this bitch.
Yeah, but me and Tudo, don't we always talk about that Tudo, man? How we can literally flip our fucking voiceover styles and sound like these folks out here.
Hey, yeah, well, we want to before AI.
Yeah,
before AI.
Before AI, to change up voices. As a matter of fact, shout out to the brethren, the real live Philly Flyer, Apache. Me and Apache have a segment where we sound the whole time talking like straight up rednecks, man, the Proud Boys. I had my homegirl mad as fuck at me one time, man. So me and Apache had her mad. She was like, "What the fuck are they saying?"
Wow.
Hey, you know,
you know what I mean?
No, like Chino was saying earlier, though, you know, Carlin was giving out a lot of good game back in the day, and he was giving it to the white audience.
Yeah.
You know, and shout out to my white folks out there.
Yeah, actually, it was a blended audience.
Yeah, because a lot of us was there.
Oh, yeah.
But see,
we was going to see Carlin.
Hey, and I ain't going to lie, though, what I noticed, though, you know what I'm saying? And shout out to my white folks. You know what I'm saying? I want you to understand something. There's a lot of y'all out there that, most black folks get mad at me. I understand that some of y'all, I can't be mad at y'all because you just don't know what you don't know.
Y'all have a different level of cognitive dissonance.
Some of the things that Carlin was saying to y'all back then, y'all were just really laughing at it and taking it as jokes, where some of the brothers in the audience who was sitting there, we was laughing, but we had a whole perspective, like, that nigga telling the truth for real. You know what I'm saying?
George Carlin was the white version of Paul Mooney.
Mm-hmm. And they hung out a lot.
Am I right or wrong?
They hung out a lot, too.
Would you agree with that, too, though?
Paul Mooney.
George Carlin was the white version of Paul Mooney in the comedy game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They hung out a lot, too.
Yeah.
He called writer,
now. Oh, yeah.
But then you got Cat Williams, right?
They didn't let Carlin show his writing skills.
Cat Williams been saying since Pippin. that he was invited to these crazy parties. But everybody just thought he was joking. Everybody thought he was crazy. Look, what I'm saying
like,
is...
Look, you got a tour coming up. Like, you got to understand marketing in this day and age, too.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that part.
He get all his money off the tour.
The double standard on that. Yeah, because it's all about the double standard. Yeah, speak on it. Speak on it, brother.
Other side of the coin.
Speak on that marketing side of China.
The flip side of the coin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like controversy sell, right?
Yes, sir. Always. Especially in America.
SC, sex and controversy sells.
Yes. So, you especially know, like, that, I believe that's what's happening right now, too, because you ain't telling us nothing new.
You know what I'm saying? Like, just, now he's allowed to say it.
Right now,
he's allowed to say it.
He ain't even allowed to say it.
You ain't saying it.
He got the independent money to back him up.
Well, yeah.
You said it on the interview. You ain't said it on the stage. You know, you said it in the interview.
Enough said. Right.
Comedy, like, you just had a comedy. Let me tell you.
Yeah.
This just came to me right now. This just came to me while we talking with the Wanda Smith.
Speak on
situation, right?
Speak on it.
He ran a whole comedy show on him in an interview.
Yep.
That shit did numbers.
Numbers.
Yep.
He figured out, you know what? I can run a comedy show on an interview. Let me run one.
With a whack ass compromised individual.
This honest comedy.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Because niggas was laughing at the shit he was saying. But, you know, like, damn, that's fucked up. Damn, that's fucked up.
And he got his joke right in front of him.
And look, you see her response to it. She went to call her husband and bring all goons and shit out of him.
Yeah, they tried to put a strap on the boy and everything.
Like, come on now.
No, you know,
so,
no,
I thought this was jokes.
No, and by the way, too, when y'all see that Wanda thing, not to cut y'all too, but man, but like when you see it though, just watch how I'm gonna say how eloquently he dismissed this chick.
Right. You know,
with a female,
cursing,
with a female, you know, like sanity. You gotta have you. He put the kid gloves on just perfectly enough. You know, with a woman, you can't. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to be too aggressive with a woman. And he played it just eloquently enough, man.
Because of that cancel culture. You know what I mean? Like, it's open season right now for folks to go in on black men. Like, for example,
her a manly haircut without making her look like a man.
Exactly. Oh, say it again.
Oh my.
Say it again. Oh. Say it again.
Oh my God.
David,
oh,
he can't help it. He'll,
to the
man. He gave her a manly haircut without making her look manly. Oh my goodness. Snap.
Man, yo, that's.
Because look, the double standard situation. It's open season when it comes time to critique a black man for his mistakes, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because you've seen it with some shit that has nothing to do with a lot of shit. But the one little platform of black women with the Ume Udoka situation.
Oh, yeah.
They was on there talking. They were talking all sorts of shit.
But Remy Ma embarrassed Pat.
And they don't want to talk about that.
Hey, look.
Anybody coming to Pat's defense?
None of the sisters out there said nothing about Remy. Just how she did this dude, man. And I want y'all to understand, some people who are not familiar with that, yo, Papoose, a great rapper himself. He came from the battle rap scene. Probably smoke any battle rapper you
smoke
put in front
y'all
of
niggas,
him.
Man.
This dude, a lot of dudes can't fuck with this dude, right?
Shout out to him and Remy. Shout out to him and Remy, because I did meet him, both of them, and K Slay.
Yep.
Rescue Power Paradise, huh? Yep. But I met them through Jack the Ripper, me and Brethren Chulo have had personal ties to, but you know, integrity means something to us, so.
Integrity.
Then there it is. Uh-huh.
But yeah, I met Papoose, Remy Ma, and DJ K Slay through DJ Jack the Ripper.
You know, and she's a prolific rapper herself.
And they gave me my props going bar for bar with some shit. I'm gonna go ahead and say that right now. They gave me my props. on going bar for bar with any fucking body out here.
And these folks know bars, y'all. You know that, right?
And the other individual that can vouch on that, I'm talking to right now.
Mr.
My very favorite, real quick, Real Vibe Talk family. I gotta say this. I'm honored to say this right here, y'all.
And I'm glad I'm here for him to say this with the man on the phone.
Brethren Chuno. Brethren Chuno. / Rugged. / G-Wiz. Is the originator, like I've been telling y'all, of what style that Cleveland only gets acknowledged for? The Bone Thugs and Harmony style of rap, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Am I right or wrong, brethren? Chuno. Chuno. Yo, yo. We don't hear you. But anyway,
Chuno
is responsible for that style of rap, y'all.
And it's an interview you could pull up, y'all.
And
I think it's on Art of Dialogue.
Yeah, and Bone member gave props to it.
It was crazy, and it was confirmed. It was confirmed later on by Lazy, because Lazy said when he heard it, and he said, "Oh, well, yeah, we all gonna rap like that then."
Here's another thing about this brethren Chuno right here.
All right, y'all, I'm back.
Oh, okay. Hey, look. I was letting the world know.
And I'm glad I could be here on the phone when he tell motherfuckers this shit with you on the phone.
I was letting the world know that, you know, I've had some nice little ciphers with individuals, you know what I mean, through Jack the Ripper and everything, but one individual I met through Jack the Ripper is on the phone right now. We talking about the original style and creator of the Bone Thugs and Harmony situation, and Lazy Bone actually gave props to my brethren right here on the phone. At the time, G-Wiz is what he went by.
And Crazy Bone confirmed that.
And Crazy said that shit. Wish said that shit. Flesh said that shit.
I heard this nigga doing it, and I'm saying, how the fuck is he?
Hey, man. That's the truth be known.
But to elaborate more why I even brought this up, why it's important to them other ciphers, in the cipher that I had with Jack the Ripper and Chuno was available and all the way there present, didn't we both make Jack the Ripper hang his headphones up and just have beats spinning? We made that nigga tap out. Because me and this guy right here,
he said, hold on,
we're going back and forth
For hours.
This man made me a whole different level of better MC, to where I feel like there's nobody a threat to me. You know what I mean? I'm not even trying to compete. It ain't even about no competition shit, but when they always talking about that shit, you know, we too old to rap and we just this and that.
And that's some bullshit to me, man. I'm starting to really, like, hate that narrative, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. Speak on it, brethren. Speak on it!
We the only genre of music who do that. And on top of that, we eat our young. So we eat our young and we throw the old out. So that, you know what I'm saying? But then when you see the legacy acts that we have, if you got them bars and you can make them folks move, you can do that shit for motherfucking life, and it's proof. You know what I'm saying? If that's the case, Coogee Rap wouldn't even be eating. He ain't made an album in how long, but nigga, I tell you what, let him come to Cleveland. I'ma pay to go see G-Rap.
I'm going to play G-Rap. I'm mad I miss Scarface.
Yeah.
I'm so mad I miss Scarface. So mad. Because Scarface and G-Rap are in my top five.
And then you got dudes like Fabulous making cuts like shit like Young OG. And you know what I'm saying? You got you know what I'm saying? Like, it's quite a few rappers out here. 2 Chainz ain't get on until he was 38. Niggas just didn't know that.
They didn't want to talk about that.
No,
Titty Boy put in work. Dollars.
Right.
Dollar and Titty Boy put in work. Them playing circle niggas, man, with no fucking joke. That music they was putting out.
And I ain't gonna lie, I like the Dollar. Kingpin was my role model when your TV was a flow model.
Oh. this comes full circle with what we just talking. Didn't Cat Williams talk about Ludacris on that whole situation? Ludacris didn't want to put Player Circle on immediately because of the fucking threat they posed.
And yeah.
Straight up and down. It wasn't even about just 2 Chainz. 2 Chainz just said, fuck it, man. And Dollar was like, man, I'm cool with what I'm getting going on right here. You know who I am. I ain't trying to do what you trying to do, but I got your back as full support. And I say that to say this. That duffel bag boycott.
Yeah.
Let me tell y'all something real quick. There's an artist by the name of Ransom. My family. Mm-hmm. Distant family. Much respect to that man right there. Mm. But Ransom was the original creator of that whole little duffel bag shit because his nickname was Duffel Bag Ran.
Mm. Wow.
So when he got into the trouble he got into, I'm not going to go into that.
Right.
It don't even matter. Right. But when he got into the trouble he got into, Lil Wayne all of a sudden was the guy to make that shit pop for real because it was going to take it from the live underground soulful shit that it was when it was Ran and Player Circle.
Mm-hmm.
And take it to another level when you have Mr. Compromise himself, Lil Wayne, as the main feature on this shit.
It's a mixtape they had called Duffel Bag.
Come on now.
What's it called? Duffel Bag Bands, I think, or Duffel Bag Money. But it was a mixtape.
That was supposed to be Ransom.
That song was soulful for real.
Yeah, it was. Ransom on that one, man.
Yeah.
I've heard a live marching band play that shit, man. That shit make you want to get out your seat and move your feet, yeah, man. Like, that shit moves you, man. Like,
you want to go get money.
Yeah. Hey, yo, get money.
Hey, yo, and shout out to Dollar Boy. Rest in peace to the niggas. He dead now.
Who, Dollar?
Yeah, Dollar dead.
From Player Circle?
Yeah, Dollar dead.
Oh, man. I ain't want to find that out. On the, are you serious?
Yeah. He did. He died. You know what I'm saying? But shout to Dollar Boy.
They ain't even want to talk about that.
I want to say shout
out to... Why 2 Chainz ain't said nothing about this?
I want to say shout to Tony Ayo, too. These dudes right here...
Oh, man, about that.
I'm going to tell y'all about something about staying true.
Dollar really ain't alive no more?
Do y'all realize Tony Ayo, before he even got out of jail, 50 was giving him bands for the concert. Because, I'm going to tell you something about dudes like Ayo. Dudes out here now, man. Yo... Be like Yayo, man. Be loyal to a nigga that you down with. Look, Yayo was with 50 way before he was famous. He always been there. And you see, he's still there right now. Yayo ain't got nothing working day in his life. You know why? Because he was loyal to his nigga. His nigga got on, he didn't hate on him. He supported
he
his
like
nigga.
He like Memphis Bleak is to Jay-Z.
Mm. Yeah, but you know the difference between the two?
Another dude, yep.
You know, what's the difference between the two? What's the difference between the two?
Well, no, Yayo would tell 50 when he wrong.
Ha!
And Memph ain't
gonna... I was waiting for you to say it.
And Memph ain't gonna question Hov.
Memph ain't saying nothing to Hov.
He ain't questioning Hov since Marcy. Everybody know that. You know
Memph tried to Memph tried to have the audacity to justify why certain individuals didn't rock with Hov. You know what I mean? Like...
I do give it to Memph, though. He kept it real. He said you had to pick a side back then. He said, I was telling people then, you should come over here. So I give him a little leeway because he did keep it real. He said, and Dame Dash and Beanie confirmed that when they said pretty much, he said, Beanie said, a lot of dudes, not even on Rockefeller, all over the industry, lost projects, concerts, tours, because you really had to pick a side.
And the side at the point, see, I'm glad he brought that one up real quick because I was just sitting here. Dame Dash, shout out to Dame Dash.
State Property concert.
Shout out to Dame Dash.
State Property concert almost, their first tour almost got canceled because they had to pick a side and they decided to roll with Dame. And Dame had to come out of his pocket and pay for that tour.
This joint, right? Hey, look, the reason I brought that's important. The group MOP. The group MOP. Why didn't they sign the Rockefeller versus going to fucking G Unit? Because they didn't like the way Jay handled the business or how his departure went with Dame Dash and Kareem Biggs.
Mm-hmm.
Straight up and down.
You got to fall into that umbrella.
They said that shit right there on Drink Champs. That's why I fuck with M.O.P. Yep. Shout out to Lil Fang. Shout out to shout out to Billy Dance.
Because Fifth understood what they was.
One of the most slept on duos out here.
And he let them be who they was. That's what
and my nigga picked up Mob Deep too.
Come on now.
About that.
Yep.
How did 50 Cent have two of the most legendary hip hop ass motherfucking duos in his motherfucking camp?
And he tried to get Mace too.
He had Mace.
Yeah. Well, you know, Puffy didn't want to
do that. Because 50 didn't play by them agenda ass rules. Yes. That's why he has the situation going on right now with exposing.
Hey, yo, hey, shout out to Kurt Jackson, y'all.
Man.
I'm going to tell y'all something.
I wouldn't fuck with G right, back
right,
in the day.
Right now, he got an offer on the table for Taraji Pearson. Right now. Once he found out that she was underpaid.
Oh, yeah.
Once he found
and
out.
Stars?
That, once he found out that, oh, they didn't pay you for being Cookie.
What?
They didn't pay her for being Cookie, man.
My nigga say, I'll pay for a Cookie. I got to.
If I would have knew you was going through that, you would be the Monet Tejada.
And folks tried to say that he was bullshitting. And I remember the tweet he put out when he said, if y'all think I'm bullshitting, just ask how much I pay Monique to be that one character for one season.
Come on now.
Hey, you know that young man messed that money up for them, man.
Yeah. You talking about the one in Q?
Smiley, little fucking Smiley.
Oh, Smollett. Oh, yeah. Smoolie. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he fucked that all the way up with his goofy ass.
Yeah.
But you know?
You know what gender he's on, though.
But you know, he was protected. Because you haven't heard anything else. You haven't heard anything else about him since then.
No, you know what agenda they started pushing on the last season of that with him?
Yeah.
They
kept it going.
You know what I'm saying?
They got this shit going right now, heavy.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, I think that was probably... That was one of them acts to, you know, well, just leave us alone and let us do what we do. We're some good people. Wink, wink, wink. You know what I'm talking about.
Wink, wink,
you know
wink.
But it backfired on him. You know what I'm saying?
Shoulder shrug and winks.
It backfired on him. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. One of them in power right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely, man.
One of them got a very powerful position right now.
Yeah.
I just seen that shit somewhere.
Yeah.
Remember me and you were talking about earlier, brethren? I was like, man, look, Hollywood still got this semi-strike going on.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a number for y'all, Hollywood, man. I could write some shit off. I could write my ass off.
No, this is why you got the explosion of Tubi.
I got something for y'all, man.
This is why you got the explosion of Tubi and the web series now.
Oh, yeah. You see all that? Tubi.
This is the time for the independents to make their claim. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you know what's crazy?
Big John fellas like that, you know what I'm saying?
I love them niggas. Look, shout out to Big John.
They look, these sons of beaches. The sons of the beaches. These sons of the beaches.
Yeah. Words are so powerful and spellish. Yeah. They don't have these words together for a reason. You know what I mean?
You feel me? So they building their corporations off the backs of black creatives.
Speak on all that. Right,
now. So
I have a mini series that I started writing, a little pilot that competes with Blackish, but on a way deeper, real live fucking microscope level of it all, called Graham Crackers. Yeah.
Yeah. You know that's my coin phrase too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of independent,
I have a straight pilot.
Speaking of web series, y'all, check out this one joint. I think it should be coming to Tubi soon. Dudes who was watching the web series, y'all probably hip to the Money and Violence series that was on, which I think is like one of the best web series ever. It kind of popped it up for everything.
Okay.
But they're bringing that, they're bringing it to Tubi now. You know what I'm saying? I was wondering, he stopped the series like 2 years ago, and everybody was waiting for him to bring it back on.
What is it?
It's called Money and Violence. It's uber great for YouTube, but now he finally get his shot. And I think Tubi was the ones who gave him the deal, and he gonna bring it there. And I think this is gonna be.
That sounds so familiar.
Look, on YouTube, this was like the power of YouTube web series.
Oh.
So now he's bringing it to Tubi. Keep a lookout for that. Money and Violence, y'all. It's gonna be a good one, man.
Yeah. Oh, shout out to.
They were saying, like, motherfucker.
No. Go ahead. I'm gonna do another big up later.
These corporations is, you know what I'm saying, building up their pockets off the backs of the black creators. Mm-hmm. And he's saying, like, I forgot what other company did this, but, like, we got to look at Tubi right now.
You have to.
Mm-hmm. All the black creators on there, and, like, it's building the stock price of Tubi up.
Yeah,
and they really are. Yeah. They're helping the big time.
None of the black people get money for that, like, because you don't got to pay to be on Tubi.
Yeah, right.
Like, how is they generating income? They're just making a name, but once this company Tubi get to a certain...
Oh, it's going to be an issue then.
And they got the streaming rights?
You know what I'm saying? Where they get to a certain status where they can sell the company off.
You already know what's going on.
They made their bread, and then... Where they wipe out all the black movies that's on there.
Because you know what's funny?
The whole format.
And he's streaming.
A black individual didn't start Tubi. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the individual didn't start.
It's Disney on Tubi.
See, come on now. As soon as you said that.
Oh, not them motherfuckers.
They bought Fox. This is what I'm saying. Okay. Oh boy, you own Fox.
Yeah.
He owns something else, but he acquired Fox.
Yeah.
So Fox did a little scam thing where they got to acquire the NFL from CBS, yep. ABC, and NBC.
He's talking that real shit. Here we are.
You understand? So, and then he acquired Disney.
That's how Peacock even got in on the game.
No. He sold Fox to Disney. Disney owns Fox now.
Yeah, because Disney owns ESPN too.
Yep.
All the black shows that was on Fox.
Yeah.
Yeah, he built his status up from all the black shows.
Because
the black shows is bringing in the most ratings.
Yep.
So he built his status up, and then he sold it to Disney. Got his bread. Now he gone too. Now he about to do
the same thing.
What he did
with Fox. Yep. Yep.
And it's off the backs of black creators, and they don't get a dime. That's why, like, I'm going to say, I didn't watch the Emmys, but it's this one scene that popped up on my timeline.
Okay.
Martin and them talking about, we got to give out an Emmy, and we was one of the number one sitcoms on TV, and we ain't get no Emmy. We got to give out one. But yeah, I felt that shit right there. I was like, damn, Martin was like one of the top fucking of the 90s. Like, yeah. This ain't never win no Emmy. I say, damn, that's crazy.
But you know what's crazy, though?
That shit still runs to this day, Martin.
Look. It ties into the whole topic right here, the double standard. You know why Martin Martin's show didn't get an Emmy? Because it represented the black culture in the way that they like to fucking judge us on.
Mm-hmm.
Number one. And here's the biggest number two. It showed one of the fucking individuals that could have made a difference accepting the compromise. Mm-hmm. And when his ass was sitting there having second thoughts about his compromise, what did they try and peg Martin as? Crazy? On drugs?
And he went crazy for a second. You know, like, folks, like...
Am I right or wrong, though?
Yeah.
Right.
That you know what I mean?
Remember him running through Hollywood with the pistol?
What was his first...
Talking about, and what did they say he was saying to everybody?
What was
they trying to kill me.
What was his first... You so crazy. You so crazy was the first one. And the second one was what? Run, tell that. So come on now. Martin was the first Cat Williams for real.
Yeah, he really was, man. You know what I'm saying? And I think Martin compromised as much as he could to where his integrity just wouldn't let him do it no more. You know what I'm saying?
Martin is a part of that whole little group of individuals that when they compromise, they get a light-skinned ass wife, fiance. Mm-hmm. They don't really have nothing going on.
Mm-hmm.
They don't get no interviews. They don't get no kind of limelight shine. But every time a separation goes with one of these individuals with these light-skinned ass, you know what I mean, funny-looking chicks.
Yep. I remember an old interview.
It goes viral.
I remember an old interview with Kat. Kat said...
It goes viral all of a sudden. The breakup goes viral. All of a sudden, you ain't hear shit until these broads, you know what I mean...
Now, I remember an old Martin interview, and Kat, he spoke something about a couple of other comedians on the negative side. And when you brought up Martin, you know what he said? Martin, you did your best. That's what he said. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
He said, you did your best. You know what I'm saying? And from that, that's what I'm saying, looking at what happened with Martin, because, like, you know, like, man, look at Kanye, Martin, some of these dudes who done made, like, reach Uber status, right? And it's like, look, when Kanye started bugging out, right, which at this mom and everything, what I tell folks all the time is, you got to think about it. This dude touched the beat. A couple B's. Now, it's no telling what the fuck that boy had to go through, what he had to see to get that B. It's enough to make you go crazy, probably.
Mm-hmm.
And because he was one
of from a generation of it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And because he touched that kind of wealth based on his talent alone.
Yeah.
It makes a different kind of fucking argument and shit that we gonna touch base on another podcast episode.
His designs, his ideas.
Oh yeah, we coming close to where they about to cut me off anyway.
No, but like, ain't no telling.
They let me go right back. Okay,
ain't no telling what that boy done saw though, man.
Oh, they let me pick right back up, y'all. I thought they was gonna let me start over and shit. It's like, nah, we gonna still give you. You ain't got this deep in. Oh yeah,
right,
we gonna give you
right.
The rest of the 9 minutes. You know what I mean?
Y'all talking about what we want y'all to talk about now.
Yeah, but you know what, brethren? To get off subject but on point.
Mm-hmm.
You just said it. I've been putting out enough seasons. And work ethic in this shit.
They know what it is.
I got some shit, I got some T's to cross and some I's and dot when it comes to it, but you know, it's work in progress. But anyway, this is exactly why we need our own platform, huh?
Yeah, man.
Right.
Global Castle's coming through real soon, man. Mm-hmm. And we got the real live sound song situation on the music side, yeah, man, and the sounds and this shit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And,
all four of us can make beats.
And we got some more jam session pods coming for y'all too.
Yeah,
I'm saying we gonna have 88 still on this joint. You know what I'm saying? We really in here, y'all, for 2024. We really here, man.
Oh, yo, Tuno, you remember did the Gone But Not Forgotten series? You've heard me talk to you about, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we flipped it, man, and went to the MIA, Missing in Action But Not Forgotten. So these artists, they might have been one hit wonders, but they ain't been announced as dead yet.
Yeah, they're around somewhere.
Brethren, are you real? Hey, to go back real quick, Dollar is dead for real?
Yeah, man. Rest in peace, Dollar Boy, man. And like I said, when they first...
The other half of Player Circle.
And when they first was Player Circle, he was my favorite. You know what I'm saying? At first, you know what I'm saying?
I don't like, man. Why ain't nobody talked about this?
Yeah, man. Dollar died of natural causes in his house, they said.
At least natural causes.
Yeah, I think it's a song on 2 Chainz and Lil Wayne cut where...
Man, he said you had no Lil Wayne on there.
When you hear him say, you know what I'm saying, peace to Dollar Boy, rest up, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, he acknowledged, you know what I'm saying? But, you know... But
that's
like,
real quick.
It probably, I ain't gonna lie, like... It probably took me to talk about it. You know, this nigga probably, this nigga who was with him when he was in college hooping, Dollar Boy made it to where he could go to college and hoop because he had to sell dope because Dollar Boy kept it, you know what I'm saying? Like, Dollar Boy is, that's what I'm saying, like, folks out there, man, you know what I'm saying?
Sometimes you need that backing, that financial backing, man, right, when you're trying to pursue your shit.
Right, man, if you can't be Titty Boy, if you see your man just Titty Boy, let him be Titty Boy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of dudes out here is with dudes and they walking with dudes every day. There's some really good niggas and they treating them like they, you know what I'm saying? Like, and if
you...
Monkeys. Yo, man. Say it again.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Say it again, brethren.
So folks know your worth, man. You know what I'm saying? And when you know your worth,
like funkies,
you know who need to be around you. And you keep them around you. People like Dollar. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, if you got a titty with you, then you be Dollar, man. Don't be motherfucking Alpo.
People like Split Star with Busta Rhymes.
Since the motherfucking beginning.
Spliff.
You see when Bush accepted his work, first thing he said, hold on, Spliff, come here, come on. It's my motherfucking nigga on national TV, nigga. It's my motherfucking nigga right here.
Yeah, shout out to Busta Rhymes, man.
Yeah.
That's one of the artists that everybody tried to sometimes compare me with. And I'm like, damn.
You know what I'm saying? You never heard of Boss Spliff?
Y'all whole energy.
I'm looking like, damn, you know that be, as long as you know me, man, you know that'd be a hard one for me to be accepting, because I'd be like, man, you know, I just, you know.
You the bus of Cleveland, Ohio,
man. Man, I just, you know.
And you see,
and
and you never heard of the boss.
You know what? All right.
And you never heard of Boss Spliff backdooring a nigga,
nope.
Trying to bleed a group, break off, nigga Spliffing right there, nigga. And just like Yayo, man, Spliff.
Just like Memph Bleek.
He rich for life, because this nigga rich for life. Because you know why? Because they made each other rich for life.
Right.
But yo, we about to go ahead and sign off on this joint right here. This is another one of my favorite joints right here.
Oh, wow.
Because we wasn't talking over each other, we wasn't all crazy. This is a very successful joint right here. And we got more to come like this, because we can't always be in the same room.
I finally potted with the boy Chulo.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm finally glad you got to meet another part of the team right here. It's a we thing, not a me thing. Don't I always say that shit?
Yeah.
I say, you know, T-E-A-M.
Yes, sir.
Together, everybody achieves more.
It's a team effort.
That old African word, uboga.
Mm-hmm.
And my position in this whole team situation is I know how to play multiple positions, and I know how to multitask. Simple as that. It depends on the situation. I know how to audible.
Right.
I know how to adjust.
He quarterbacking.
You know what I mean? I ain't even quarterbacking. Nope. I still want to be the mother. Nope. I still want to be the defensive end or the fucking head safety or the receiver.
We in the backyard.
Or the tight end. Whatever you need me to do, I just know how to adjust. What position you need me to play. And most of the time, I already know what it is. I just want to hear the real coach say what it is. And in this whole movement right here, we all coaches.
And like Chuno was saying earlier, being able to adjust.
Yeah.
In different lanes, right? Very important.
Yeah.
Very. Transferable skills.
That's it. Say it again, Chuno.
Say it one more time.
Transferable skills.
Yes, sir.
And we gonna end it on that note right there, y'all. Y'all be well out here.
That's the word for 2024. You better find yours.
Yep. So, and even if you do pick one side of the coin, you can at least see the other one because of those transferable skills.
Oh.
Yes.
Ding, ding, ding. Ding, 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 ding.
Y'all
be sucker free if you know how to be. Regin Poe. Turn up this beat right here real quick, man. Oh. So we have a little exit music. Yeah.
Hey yo. Hey.
Can you hear that beat, Chuno?
Yeah.
Turn it up one more notch. Yeah, two more notches. Yeah. Live. Sound song of this bitch live as fuck, you know?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Live out.